Today's show is sponsored by Smart Learning Suite, an excellent tool to create more engaging lessons. I'll tell you more about Smart Learning Suite and a free webinar they're sponsoring with me on Thursday, February 9th at 4 p.m. about differentiating instruction with technology.
I took up drawing 2 years ago after not having drawn as a kid. And so my motto is, you never know what you can do unless you try.
The 10-Minute Teacher Podcast with Vicki Davis. Every weekday, you'll learn powerful, practical ways to be a more remarkable teacher today. Happy Motivational Monday. We have one of my favorite people with us today, Sylvia Duckworth, the sketch note queen. Now, Sylvia, we're talking about your most motivating sketch notes, and we're taking these out of your Sketch Notes for Educators book that we'll be telling you how to get at the end of the show. We're going to give you a link to that, but also we're going to give away a copy. So, Sylvia, what is the first most motivating sketch note you want to share?
Okay, I have a sketch note that I did called Life, and it was actually based on a poem by L.R. Nost, and I have to read it. It's quick. It's really short, but if I could just read it, if that's okay, Vicki. Here we go. Life is amazing, and then it's awful, and then it's amazing again, and in between the amazing and the awful, it's ordinary and mundane and routine. Breathe in the amazing, hold on through the awful, and relax and exhale during the ordinary. That's just living a heartbreaking, soul-healing, amazing, awful, ordinary life. And it's breathtakingly beautiful.
Oh, you know, that has to resonate with so many of us educators because we see this every day in our classroom, don't
exactly, we? Exactly. I think it would resonate with anyone, Vicki. You know, people have good days and they have bad days and they forget that that is part of life, right? And mundane days, and those are the days where you really just have to take a breath and take a look around and realize how lucky we are to be here.
I know. And I'm really thinking about it now. We've just had some tornadoes tear through my beautiful South Georgia. And just remember how precious life is when that happens. Mm-hmm. So what is our next motivational sketch note?
Okay. So the next one's called 12 Benefits of Creativity. And I drew this because ever since I started sketchnoting, I have found tremendous benefits, all kinds of benefits. So in the sketch note, I have 12 different benefits and I can read them to you quickly. Number one, creativity is multidisciplinary. So you can be creative in any area, whether it's analog or digital. Number two, creativity allows you to express yourself. Number three, creativity promotes thinking outside the box and problem solving. Number four, it reduces stress and anxiety. Number five, it allows you to enter your happy zone and have fun. Number six, it gives you a sense of purpose. Number seven, it leads to feelings of accomplishment and pride. Number eight, it links you to others with the same passion. Number nine, it improves your ability to focus. Number 10, it promotes risk-taking and iteration. Number 11, it's a prerequisite for innovation. And finally, it encourages us to be lifelong learners. So I'm talking about yourself being creative, but also how this can be used in the classroom and how important it is as teachers to allow our students to be creative as well.
Oh, and we want our students to create. I love the quote you have at the bottom. Creativity is now as important in education as literacy, and we should treat it with the same status. And that's from Sir Ken Robinson. Okay, let's jump to our next motivating. This is one of my favorites. Believe it or not, this next one, my husband called me over and said, oh, you have to see this amazing graphic on Facebook. And I looked and I'm like, that's my friend Sylvia. Like, it was such a moment.
I have to say, this has got the most attention of all my sketch notes. And I think it was my daughter said, Mom, you're number one on Reddit. And I went, first of all, I don't even know what Reddit is, but apparently that's a pretty big deal. So this iceberg illusion, I drew it after reading Matthew Syed's book, Bounce. And he talks about the talent myth and how there's no such thing as innate talent. People who are successful in life are there because of these other factors that you don't see under the water. So there's persistence, there's failure, sacrifice, disappointment, discipline, hard work, and dedication.
Oh, and so many people just think it's luck and they don't know what it takes to be successful, do they? Okay, this is another one that I love about your comfort zone. Let's talk about the next sketch note.
Okay, I am an introvert and I really am not fond of presenting, but I've been doing a lot of presenting in the last couple of years. And I have to look at this image every now and then to remind me that your comfort zone, there's not a lot happening in your comfort zone, but it's outside your comfort zone where the magic really happens. You gain new experiences, new friends, new opportunities, new skills. Your dreams are born. There's, you know, exhilaration, new challenges. All these things happen when you step outside your comfort zone.
Oh, and it's so hard to step outside our comfort zone because it's not comfortable, dare we say it. Okay, mm-hmm. Now we're going to go to one that actually goes with the most popular blog post I have ever written. And you went and put a sketch note to it and it became even more popular. 10 ways mm-hmm. to flip a kid. Tell us about this.
Okay, Vicki. This is amazing. I love this sketch note because I can really relate to this. There are some kids that I teach and I go, I really don't like this kid very much. But if I put a little bit of effort into connecting with him or her, you get so much back and you can actually flip a kid around by just giving him a little bit of attention.
Yes. And we'll link to these sketch notes and give you a copy and then also the blog post. But, you know, sometimes you just have to re-believe in people and say, exactly. You know what, I'm going to let you start over. But we can flip kids like houses. I mean, it's such a great challenge to think about on Motivational Monday. Okay. Right. Now, this is the perfect one to end with in our last few minutes. 10 reasons why every teacher needs a PLN.
Okay. Vicki, my life has changed since I got involved in social media. I wouldn't be talking to you right now if it wasn't for social media. My sketch notes became popular because of social media. So a PLN is a personal or professional learning network. And my knowledge with all things tech and even outside of tech has just exploded since I've been on social media, in particular Twitter. And I think teachers who are still really hesitant to get on social media, they have to take a look at this visual and hopefully be convinced to get on it, because there's nothing better for professional development and for making connections with teachers across the world.
So, Sylvia, we've gone through a whole bunch of sketch notes for our Motivational Monday, and I know that the blog post that goes with us will be so exciting and motivating. Sylvia, as we finish, is there a common thread of, you know, a lot of the sketch notes that people like of yours are ones that address the heartache and the struggle of being mm-hmm. a great teacher and a great educator. Mm-hmm. What do you think the message is to those people who might be struggling this Monday to make it another day in the classroom?
That's a really good question. Let me just try and imagine a bad day I've had and the mindset I had. Because I love teaching so much, I don't have a lot of really bad days. But when I do have a bad day, I just have to think about how good I felt the day before when I had a fantastic day, or that connection I made with that kid that I couldn't connect with before, and how much better our relationship has been since I put in that effort.
Well, the book is Sketch Notes for Educators. I highly recommend getting a copy of the book. We will link to it in the show notes. And we will be giving away a copy of Sketch Notes for Educators with this episode. You now have 24 hours to go on iTunes and leave a review and leave us your Twitter handle or your Instagram handle or your Facebook handle, however you want us to get a hold of you. And we'll go through those and draw out one lucky listener to get this incredible book. But I do recommend this for everybody. I find it so motivating. And there are links to every sketch note in the book so that you can download and print them. So that's what's so cool about it. So Sylvia, as we finish up, do you have a last word for us to be motivated today?
Okay. My motto is never say you can't do something. I never thought I could draw. I took up drawing 2 years ago after not having drawn as a kid. And so my motto is you never know what you can do unless you try.
I love that. Thanks for listening, educators, and go out there and be remarkable. Today's sponsor, Smart Learning Suite, has some fantastic ways to differentiate instruction. Next Thursday, February 9th at 4 p.m. Eastern, I'll be sharing my tips for differentiating instruction in the classroom with technology on a free webinar sponsored by Smart Learning Suite. Check the show notes to register for this free webinar. My favorite tool in the Smart Learning Suite is SmartLab. This is a cool, fun, and game-based learning tool. Download your 45-day free trial today at ccetea.ch/10mt teacher-smartlab or by clicking the link in the show notes. Thank you for listening to the 10-Minute Teacher Podcast. You can download the show notes and see the archive at coolcatteacher.com/podcast. Never stop learning.